Reactor online. Sensors online. Weapons online. All systems nominal.
Hello, everybody. It is Carrie, and this is the first of a few season break mech techs. First of all, I want to let you know we're going to be going to a different format because doing bi-weekly is kind of rough. So what I'm probably going to end up doing and what I'm looking at is that I release mech techs between main episodes. Main episodes, I might actually not do the mech techs on because we'll have so many of them coming out. Additionally, I also plan on doing pretty much news updates and breaks. So if something happens, as recently did, I'd pretty much do a small news report about it. I have to get some stuff set up for that for music and stuff like that, but that's no big deal. Also, probably want to find something different for the mech techs themselves. The intro and outro music. Also need to work on making sure they are leveled properly and they don't come blasting into your ears if you're wearing headphones. And I do apologize about that from last episode. So, following the last episode of Season 2 of the Jenner, we're going to be looking at the Jenner 2C. This mech has an interesting story. When the clans invaded, one of the second line chassis they brought with them was the Jenner 2C. The mech, while outwardly resembling the Jenner, it was much nastier. And it also left the Inner Sphere scratching their heads because when Kerensky left, he wouldn't have had any of them to upgrade or to design a new advanced chassis based on. So where the hell did these things come from? Well, ironically enough, they were a product of the Wolstergoon's intelligence runs back to the Inner Sphere, and they handed over several Jenners, and they made their way back to Clan Space, obviously. Well, when they get there, something shiny and new shows up on the doorstep, and Clan Novacat falls in love with it. And they built a high-speed monster out of the thing. The mech, in its standard variant, carries an arsenal of deadly short-range missiles of two SRM-6 launchers and a Streak 4 SRM-4 launcher, while carrying no backup weapons. It has enough speed, though, to dictate the battle, and the Streak launcher will only fire if there's a positive target lock on the enemy. The mech does max out. That is a glaring error. Give me one second. Okay, cool beans. It maxes out at 151 kilometers per hour. And in the case of this mech, when you can only pick two out of the three, speed, weapons, or protection, Clan Novacat leaned heavily on speed. This deadly close-range fighter has a battle value of 1,047. The Jenner 2C doesn't have a plethora of variants. The ones it does have, with the exception of one, either aim to improve on the base version, or they attempt to mimic the standard Jenner, which is some very interesting circular logic and development on the part of the clans there. The Jenner 2C2 is the only variant which does not aim to either build on the concept of the base model or to mimic the well-known JR7-D Jenner. I would say, though, that it seems to mimic the JR7-A and improve upon that design. Instead of just a large laser, though, it carries an ER large laser and an LRM-5 for long-range engagements, while also having a small pulse laser to fend off enemy infantry. This variant has a battle value of 1406. The Jenner 2C3 is the first of the variants that aim to mimic the old standard Jenner. This variant mounts four small pulse lasers, but eschews the SRM rack in favor of a NARC missile beacon launcher. There isn't really too much to say about this model. It is a close-in support mech, in that it can NARC things, with a close-range arsenal. In a way, this mech, it's very mission-specific, and it's unique because of its design in that way. And I guess it's worth mentioning the variant is also extremely devastating to conventional infantry. The battle value of this variant is 788. The Jenner 2C4 builds on the concept of the original Jenner 2C, and it's once again built as a lightweight missile platform. but is given a great deal more flexibility as it retains the Streak SRM-4 launcher and replaces the two Streak SRM-6 launchers with ATM-3 launchers, giving it the capability to fire at short, medium, and long ranges, and the ATM-3s have more powerful short-range damage potential under short-range warheads. The battle value of the Jenner 2C4 is 1,052. Now, the final variant of the Jenner 2C is the Jenner 2C5. This machine once again looks to emulate the Jenner of old, but does so with a much deadlier weapons payload. Each arm has a pair of case-protected, improved heavy-medium lasers, and it has an SRM-6 launcher in the center torso. The mech also carries a light-active probe to detect hidden units, almost like an afterthought. The combination of heavy lasers and the probe, though, do make it a very good city fighter as it excels at short-range combat. The battle value of the 5 is 1440. So, we've looked at them for battle tech. Let's see what we're looking at in Alpha Strike here. Starting with the standard Jenner 2C, we have a mech that is very much a striker, as it has as a troll. I stumbled over that bad, didn't I? Oh, well. It's type battle mech, size 1, TMM of 3, movement of 18/14 jump, has damage values of 3 short and medium, and no long range or overheat. Armor and structure are 2 each, and specials of case and SRM 2-2. While the case is pretty much useless in one-off battles, it is useful in campaigns. The nice little nugget with this design, though, is that if using optional ammunition, you can turn it into a heat-dispensing monster with the use of Inferno rounds, as the SRM-2 essentially becomes heat 2-2. The standard Jenner 2C has a point value of 29, and it is totally worth all of those points. The Jenner 2C2 is also classified as a striker, but I think it fits the role of sniper more accurately. It's type battle mech, size 1, target of 3, 18 jump, and does 2 damage at every range. Has no overheat value, and for protection, it has armor and structure of 2 each, just like the standard Jenner 2C. It does have specials of case, once again only really useful in a campaign, and indirect fire 0 with an asterisk, meaning it can barely do anything at long range with indirect fire, and you're rolling to hit, then you're rolling to see if he even actually did damage. This one has a point value of 26, and I don't think it's really that impressive. The Jenner 2C3 is something of a lame duck. So this one comes in at 25 points, and it's classified as a striker. Type battle mech, size 1, TMM3, movement of 18 with 14 jump. It does 2 damage at short and medium ranges. It has no overheat, armor and structure 2 each, and the mech has the specials of case and S-Narc, making it very specific in its role in a game of Alpha Strike, and not really that effective unless you're taking a very missile-heavy list. In fact, it's apparently something I can forget so easily, I forgot to put down the point value. All right, it would appear that it does have a point value of 25, which, like I said, that seems a little overcosted for what it does. It did have the point value there, 25 points. I'm having a day. Anyway, in a similar light, the Jenner 2C4 proves that good Battletech configurations don't equal good Alpha Strike configurations. This mech is type battle mech, size 1, TMM3, movement of 18/14 jump, and has damage values of 2 at short and medium ranges, with a long range of 0 with an asterisk, and no overheat value. It has armor and structure of 2 each, and the only special it has is case. All these wonderful things cost you 24 points, and it's the least toolboxy and most underwhelming of the Jenner 2C variants in Alpha Strike. Finally, we have the Jenner 2C5. The 5 is a brawling monster of a light mech. Once again, a striker with a PV of 38, it earns every single point of it. The mech is type battle mech, size 1, TMM of 3, movement of 18/14 jump, has damage values of 4 at short and medium ranges, no long range, but it has an overheat of 1. The mech has the standard armor, standard 2 armor, 2 structure of every other variant, and has specials of case Light Probe, and Recon. If you're looking for the Rock'em Sock'em Robots version of the Gener 2C, this is it right here.
So what do I really, what do I think of the Geners? The Gener 2C, I should say. In Battletech, it is a mixed bag. Early eras, it's interesting because it does give you a light missile boat and also some mobile medium lasers, which are one of the most efficient weapons in the game. Later on, until we got to the, like when you get in the Gener 2C, you have a little missile boat when the clan invasion happens, which is pretty cool. But it tries too hard, I think. It's either like packing really light weapons with almost no firepower, or they turn it into the monster that the 5 is, which I totally like the 5. But for some reason, in the Ill Clan era, the Gener 2C is no longer available to, well, it's not available to the Clan Protectorate, which comprises partly Novacats. So I would have expected to see some Gener 2Cs in there, but I mean, we have Wendigos for crying out loud. I'd expect to see some Gener 2Cs in there, because they were apparently like a Novacat staple, but I guess they left all of them back in the Draconis Combine, and yeah, so. Because I really wish I could have a Gener 2C5 for my Nova, for my Clan Protectorate. I will see if it's available for my Novacats in the Dark Age, because if anything, I can at least do that. So yeah, I guess that's everything for today. If you all liked the episode, go ahead and follow us or subscribe if you're seeing us on YouTube. Also, we do have a Patreon if you want to support the podcast at patreon.com/unicorncompany. Or you can go to MythKitty Minis and buy some miniatures there from our sponsor, MythKittyMinis.BigCartel.com. They do a number of miniatures, and they're looking to expand into some buildings and stuff like that, and also Game Aids. So until next time, y'all have a great day, great evening, great whatever it is, where you are. This is Carrie signing off.